Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Energy giant AGL is partnering with Fortescue Future Industries to explore the development of green hydrogen in the Hunter Valley. A 12-month feasibility study will be undertaken into the development of a hydrogen hub on the site of Muswellbrook's Liddell Coal-Fired Power Station. New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane, Dr. Andrew Twiggy-Forrest and AGL Managing Director Graham Hunt visited the power station today, discussing its plans for the future. The study will map out key operational and commercial plans, as well as develop out a production timeline. Mr. Hunt says the time of change is now, and AGL is making the appropriate steps to ensure the Hunter is a leader in renewables.
Change is inevitable, and what we're trying to do as a corporation, working with political leaders and other players in industry, is to recognise that change is inevitable and try to get in front of it. You know, you cannot just stand back and stop change occurring. What you have to do is to try to make the transition as painless as possible. And I think personally, one of the things you've got to do about that is you've got to start well before you think the change is coming.
There was a small jump in COVID-19 cases throughout the Hunter New England regions, as a further 12 was identified. The new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 4,390, with currently 197 active cases. It included 6 in Moree Plains, 4 in the Mid-Coast, 1 in Newcastle and 1 in Singleton's LGAs. This is the first case recorded in the Upper Hunter since last week. There was one case still currently being cared for in hospital. There were 7 infectious who were out in the community, 3 who were isolating during their infectious period, and there are 2 under investigation by health experts. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 403 locally acquired cases. And the festive season is fast approaching, and local Christmas markets are popping up throughout the Upper Hunter. A late night shopping market is coming to Denman tomorrow night, starting from 4 p.m. and finishing at 8. Denman Chamber of Commerce organised the event as a way for the town to rally together and get into the holiday spirit to shop from local businesses. Amanda Collins from the Chamber says there is plenty that will be going on tomorrow night.
So all of our local retail stores will be staying open, and then we have markets to add to our shopping as well. So we've got quite an array of local market stalls happening, which is great. We've got Santa will be there. Hopefully we've got some music. I'm trying to organise that one. So there's lots going on.